Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Well, it's not looking good for the Green Bay Packers right now, everybody. Packers are winning 24-21, but Kyler Murray and the Cardinals knocking on the door with 44 seconds to go at about the 8-9 yard line right now on a second and one play. And again, this is a game that the Packers should have won. Now, whether or not they will right now, I don't know, but this is a game they should have won. They had multiple opportunities to punch scores into the end zone and simply were unable to get it done at the end of the day. One sequence specifically saw them with, in the first half, three straight plays where they decided that they were going to throw and not even run the football. Mind you, when talking about this game tonight specifically, they've been able to run the football the whole game. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, pick. They've been able to go out there and pound the ball, and the Cardinals have had a problem stopping them for a majority of the night. And then you have the fiasco that was back-to-back timeouts in the fourth quarter, which was absolutely ridiculous. And then part of the reason you have that fiasco is because DeGuara, we all know now why he hasn't done much. Clearly doesn't know the playbook. He's lined up all over the wrong place, time in and time out. So then they have to go on and play once again because DeGuara doesn't know where to line up and is running around with his hands out in the air like, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? Rodgers has to take a delay of the game from the 1 yard line and move all the way back and absolutely cost him big time.
Pick!
Yes!
Yes!
Woo! Okay, so let me tell you what just happened. Rajul Douglas just picked up Kyler Murray in the end zone, and the Packers win 24-21. I'll be honest.
Not a win yet.
It's over. I'll be honest with you. Nah. The Cardinals have no timeouts.
I don't care. We got to snap the ball.
Shut up. So, anyways, so 24-21. Kyler Murray threw the ball. The receiver never turned around. I thought it went out of the back in the end zone. I didn't think. Yeah, he never turned around, and he caught it. The receiver never turned around to catch the ball. Never turned around. And he bobbled it a couple times. Douglas kept both feet in and then started waving bye-bye to the audience. Rodgers with a fist bump, and oh, my God, the Packers won. I don't even know what to say. How do you not turn around, I guess is my first thing. I mean, you're a wide receiver. You've played wide receiver in high school, Gary. How do you not turn around?
I don't know what he was doing. Was that A.J. Green?
Yeah.
He's a veteran receiver.
He never
turned
around.
He's looking for a penalty.
Look.
That's what he's looking for.
He's there.
Right. He's looking for a holding penalty and just stopped.
I don't know.
Are we on everywhere right now?
Yeah, we're on across. Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do.
You can put your headphones
on. I want somebody Now we really want to know the answer to this because I am so sick and tired of this.
They won.
I don't care. I want somebody to ask the questions, the sequences. You've been running the football. You get down there in the first half. We go three passes. Who called those plays? You got A.J. Dillon falling for 3 yards today.
Mm-hmm. Every play.
Falling forward. You got Aaron Jones just falling for yards, running jokers in. We get down here to this last, in fourth quarter, the last play. I want to know who called those plays. I am sick and tired. Everybody's talking about Super Bowls, why we don't have them. This is the same crap that happened under Mike McCarthy is happening right now. The same crap we talked about with Mike McCarthy, the three plays and running the football on, you know, we inside the five, we get three run passes. That crap happened under Mike McCarthy for years. It's the same crap that is now happening mm-hmm. with Matt LaFleur. I just want somebody to have the guts to ask him, how does that work? Who's calling those plays? Is it RPOs? Is it you or what? This is why, in my opinion, we ain't won more Super Bowls. It's just Tom Brady never gets caught. Well, he forgot a down.
Okay.
He forgot a down.
You caught yourself in the middle of the rant. That's
but he hilarious. Never gets caught in these types of situations. Just doesn't. He throws three picks in the second half of us and still wins.
Yep.
This never happens to him. And we get caught. Now, granted, am I happy? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, they did win if you're just tuning
they
in.
They did win. I am. Defense played by what I said that they could play. I mean, this defense, and I will tell you this all along, Steve, this is probably the most athletic defense that they've ever had.
They played way better than I thought they were going to.
But if you're talking about winning Super Bowls, if that's what you're talking about doing, if you're talking about getting out of the NFC Championship games, yeah. if that's what we're looking at.
Beating Tampa.
Those things can't happen. You can't beat Tom Brady doing that. I'm just sorry. If you're looking, I'm happy. And we're excited about this win, great. Fine. Whatever. But is it about Super Bowls or not? Because if it's about Super Bowls, you can't win like that. Were we depleted? Yes. Okay, fine. I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of seeing this same stuff that costs you. At the end of the day, it costs you Super Bowls.
Yep.
If that's what we're looking to do.
It does. Sorry. You got to apologize. You came in here spitting mad, and then you refused to eat. He wasn't even going to talk on the show. He was just over there watching the game, fuming, watching the Cardinals drive down the field. So I started the show for the first couple of minutes, and all of a sudden, Gary starts summoning that he picked it. Again, when the ball got thrown, Green never turned around for the Cardinals. I thought it went out the back of the end zone past Rasul Douglas because I didn't think he got it. And then all of a sudden, you see Rasul Douglas come running out with his finger in the air with a ball in his hand, waving bye-bye to the fans in Arizona. And Gary's going nuts that he intercepted it. And sure enough, he did. And the Packers hold on to win 24-21. But lots of not-so-good stuff to talk about in a win. But guys, they won without Za'Darius Smith. They won without Jaire Alexander. They won without Kevin King, without David Bakhtiari, without MVS, without Davante Adams, without Alan Lazard, without their defensive coordinator, Joe Barry. They won with, despite all of those players not playing, they still won. Oh, and by the way, Jalen Smith was inactive. He's healthy. You're not doing enough. You're going to sit over here and watch a week. So he wasn't even active tonight. They had him as an inactive tonight. So he wasn't out there either. And they still won. Again, I thought they were going to lose for sure because I didn't think the secondary would be good enough to deal with everything Arizona was going to throw at them. And that was with Hopkins hurt, Gary. Didn't play after that first catch.
I didn't think so either. But reason
he
why
played
I
the second
up,
half, but not in the rest
the
of the first
why
half.
The reason I picked the Packers to win because I thought it was going to be about the pass rush. I thought the pass rush was good enough to get home
and it was.
To help the secondary.
And it was.
And that's what ended up happening. I mean, just a fluke, weird play by Stokes. Other than that, they kept everything in front of them.
Yep.
Other than that.
No doubt. Yeah. Again.
Great pass rush, great pressure at the middle all game long.
All right.
You want to take some phone calls or no?
Yeah, yeah. They're already lined up. Here we go. Ricardo in Canada, you're first up on the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network. What's up, Ricardo?
Boys, we shocked the world. We shocked the world. Listen, we were playing without our top 8 to 10 players on national TV. We have Rodgers throwing to shoemakers on the outside, making mistakes, mental mistakes, had to burn timeouts, but we found a way to get it won. Now, yes, the red zone, the two red zone trips, audacious. Sometimes, if it's obvious, just go with it. A.J. Dillon, 4 times up the gut, he'll get half an inch each time. That's the inch you need to get into the end zone. 100%, I agree. But that's not for today. That's for tomorrow. Today, we celebrate. We drinking. We having a good time. Go Pack Go. It's the year. In national TV, they can all talk about, oh, we're missing D. Hopkins. Arizona was missing D. Hopkins. We were missing everybody. You can even name half the roster. And we still won on national TV. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
All right. Care, thanks boys. For the call. Nicely done. A lot of good emotion, happy emotion. But to Gary's point, like, first of all, let's just explain something to me. How can you be hurt for all of last year, come back this year, thinking you're going to play a little bit here and get some packages maybe for you, the whole deal. The guy in front of you goes down with an injury, Robert Tonyan. Here's your chance, and you don't know the playbook. How? I mean, I don't even understand. Saguaro, how do you not know where to be?
He hasn't been around. He's been hurt. I mean, but
don't you know the playbook, even though you're not around?
Well, he's not. And
call a play, line up in the right spot.
No, but he should be in the meetings, right? Even when you're hurt, getting treatment, you got to go to meetings. So he should be in the meetings.
You got to line up in the right spot,
man. He should know it. There's no excuse for that. But he's got to play now because, I don't know, I think Tonyan blew his knee out. So he's done. Tonyan's done.
But don't worry. Goody will find somebody else.
Callan Hill is done.
Goody will find somebody else.
Well, I mean, but...
He'll go
they,
find
but
guys.
They got enough tight ends.
Goody just finds guys.
But Daphne is will be good. Daphne's good. Josiah DeGruy is a good football player. He's just as good as Tonyan.
He knows the plays.
He knows the plays. And you got Mercedes Lewis. I mean, you're okay at tight end. You had 100 of them anyway.
No, you did.
I mean, you had to let Sternberger go at the end of the year. So I'm good at tight end. Yeah, but he's got to learn the plays. But now, you know, Rodgers got to – they got to coddle this guy through it. When they call the plays, you just got to tell him where to go.
I
played with a guy like that.
I would love –
I played with a guy where you had to tell him we were running right, we were running left. What's your point?
I won't say any names. All I'm going to say is I would love to hear what Rodgers has to say to DeGuara as that whole thing is unfolding and he keeps lining up in the wrong spot. I mean, you could see Rodgers – on the delay of game, look at LaFleur like,
know what to do.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
He doesn't know where he's supposed to be. What do you want me to do?
You don't know what
to do. No sense getting mad because you ain't going to teach him the plays
now. Got nobody else.
There's no sense getting mad. And he knew it. So he just threw his hands on like, Matt, I don't know what you want me to do, but this dude is killing us right now. Mike, the painter, you are next as the Packers win 24-21.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, guys. That was such a up and down, heartbreaking, oh my gosh, that caller that called you guys this afternoon, and he said Rasul Douglas was going to have a big game today. That was the biggest interception that guy's ever going to have in his career. But what I am upset with is these play callings not getting in time. Why are we blowing through so many timeouts? It's baffling. And then, you know, you're down at the goal line. You got one of the biggest backs in the world. Why are you not bringing in Dillon and rushing him 4 times?
I don't
get it.
And I don't disagree.
Like Gary's saying, you know, you can't do this if you want to win a Super Bowl. And we're lucky to get this win. We're so lucky to get this win.
But this is the thing. Listen, this is what we all have to understand, right? Not for Gary maybe, but coming into this game, before Gary got all wrapped up into this game emotionally. But all week, Gary was saying, and I was agreeing with him, if they lose, they lose. Who cares? You know, Packers will go to Arizona winning the playoffs if this costs them home field. It's not end of the world. You're down all these dudes. It's not really a test because you don't have a full squad. So whatever happens, whatever. Well, then what happened was the gameplay. Gary's competitive juices started flowing. And Gary really wanted to get this game at that point.
You can't take me to the altar.
Oh, I wanted this game too.
You can't walk me all the way down the aisle. You can't walk me all the way down the aisle. Give me to my dad grab my hand. The priest looks at us and you go, no, I don't think I want to marry you. That's what that would be like. We did all the pregame. We did all the pictures. We rode the bus around. We drank all the beer. We did all the happy, happy, hairy stuff. You got over there. You got your girls over there. I got my boys over there. We're doing all this stuff. Everybody's in. They play Here Comes the Bride. We walk all the way down the aisle. My dad gives you two. And then I look at the priest and you go, no.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. No.
That's what it felt like, huh?
That's what, I've never felt that, but right. I'm saying that would be my analogy had they lost this tonight. Yes. Because I think we all, you know, and I thought even without the guys that they had, I just think Matt LaFleur doesn't get the credit that he deserves. I thought he could come up with a game plan to beat these guys. I thought the score would be 31-28. I said, they keep them under 30 points. Leroy kind of grilled me a little bit about it. Why don't you go 20? Well, I ain't going 20 because I think they can keep them
somebody
under
30. Went 20 on the big
Someone
show
Someone went 20,
though.
Yeah. Someone said under
Somebody
20.
Did say 20. Yep.
And I even in my tweet, I said they get two turnovers. Well, I think we maybe got one on special teams and one. No, we did get two on defense, didn't we?
Yeah.
And so I thought they could get some turnovers. This defense is playing really well. And you got to go, this offensive line, man, just – They were horrible last week against Washington. Tonight, they just roll-graded Arizona's defense up front.
Watch out, because when they want to run the football and get dedicated to it, now this is the second time we've seen it. That Bears defense everybody thought was pretty good, they steamrolled them, and now here's Arizona. Now, Arizona, you knew you could run on,
yep.
But everybody said, well, maybe not a big enough sample size because teams are down, so they quit running, so Maybe it's not real. Well, it's real. They're not very good stopping the run. That is very real. The Packers get the win tonight, 24-21, thanks to a Rasul Douglas interception in the end zone. It really did happen. And again, when it happened, I couldn't believe that it did happen at that point. Like I said earlier, I thought that it went out of the back of the end zone. That's how I thought the whole thing played out. If you missed it, on TV, let me play it for you, highlight courtesy of the NFL Network. Oh, here we go.
Second down and goal. High snap again. End zone and picked off! Intercepted by Rasul Douglas! And the Packers are going to win it. A.J. Green was the target, and he never looked for the ball.
I didn't. Not only did he not look, it looked like he was almost blocking out there. I mean, I don't. I'm not sure exactly what AJ was doing at all. Everyone else, see Kyler Murray on the ground. But here's a look at it. I don't know that. I'm not sure exactly what happened with AJ Green. If he just saw the way that Douglas was playing him, that the ball was going elsewhere or what. But what a play by Rasul Douglas.
His first interception, and Aaron Rodgers can celebrate as the Green Bay Packers have knocked off the Arizona Cardinals and handed the Cardinals their first loss of the year.
There's Buck and Aikman. Like I said, I don't know what AJ Green was doing. His back was to the play.
No, what he was doing.
Murray threw it.
He was doing.
Yeah, he wasn't looking. So I have no idea. Let's go to Steve in Germantown. You're next on the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky. Pfeiffer. Packers win 24-21.
Sparky, Gary, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man, what a game. What a just a good football game in general. I mean, you couldn't ask for something better on Thursday night. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple things for me. Two names stood out today in particular. Dean Lowry, A.J. Dillon. Those two dudes, wow, how impressive they played. And Dean Lowry's been doing it all season. I didn't think that would happen, but he's been doing it all year. A.J. Dillon, man, I cannot wait for this guy to be playing in the snow up in Lambeau in the playoffs. Oh, he's going to be rolling, dudes. This is fantastic. The defense is playing so good. I think this might be a Super Bowl caliber defense. It's getting close. Once you get, hopefully, Zadarius, I hope so. Once you get him back, once you get Jair back, I mean, they're holding teams to 21 points under less than that in the last couple weeks. fellas, this is looking really nice.
Yeah,
they have
it
a
is.
Nice little break. This is, they have a nice little break here. They play a Kansas City team that might not that they might be able to take care of them pretty easily. I'm not going to.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. Yeah. They still have Patrick Mahomes, whether he's
understood.
Playing good or not. It's still
understood.
Patrick Mahomes.
Understood. But yeah. He's been throwing a lot of interceptions this year.
Yeah,
the Packers have been very. Go ahead.
He's pressing a lot because they think they got to score 40 every game.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how that all plays out. But you keep losing guys. I mean, like Gary said, you lost Tonyan and you lost Kylan Hill.
Yeah.
You keep losing players. You get a couple back and then you lose a couple more. And the cycle at some point is going to have to stop here for the Packers.
What I think, but in all honesty, Kylan Hill and Tonyan, I think, can be replaced. On it. It's not like losing David Bakhtiari.
Agreed. No, it's not to that severity,
it's
or
not.
Even Za'Darius Smith.
Or that.
Right. It's not to that
no,
severity.
No.
He's Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. Packers get the win, 24-21.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers get the win, 24-21 over the Cardinals. Big interception by Rasul Douglas in the end zone of a Kyler Murray pass intended for A.J. Green, who never turned around to look for the ball. And Rasul Douglas makes a nice play, intercepts it. Packers hold on to win. Drive of the game, I'm going to go with the drive that gave them 24 points, 12 plays, 91 yards, and it resulted in this play right here.
It's third down and 5. Little pump fake play. Touchdown, Green Bay. And with all these young receivers running routes for the second time, the 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers finds the veteran, Randall Cobb.
And that made it 24-14. Packers go on to hold on to win 24-21. Highlight courtesy of the NFL Network, Aikman and Buck. Steve in Greenfield, you're next to the Green and Gold Postgame Show. What's up, Steve?
I think Aaron Rodgers should give 100% of his game check to Douglas, because if he doesn't make that pick, we're talking about how horribly he managed two goal line situations. And it was very eerily similar to Tampa Bay in the NFC title game.
Yeah, down there at the end. But now, do you blame Rodgers on this, or do you think LaFleur was calling those plays and Rodgers was just doing what he was told? See, that's the tricky part in all this.
That's a tough one. Yeah, you're right about that.
Because like Gary said earlier, we saw the same thing with McCarthy. So the easy assumption is to say, well, this is on 12. But I don't know how much time he would have had to change a play considering how long it was taking him to get the play in to get him to the line of scrimmage. That's my only thing.
Well, Steve, you can clearly tell the last one felt like it was an RPO. So he had it looks like he had an option.
He had an option at that one.
He put it in his stomach.
Right.
And pulled it out.
Sure did.
So that could have been a run to Aaron Jones.
Sure.
And it looked clear.
Yep.
Pulled it out. And they have those built in. So it's a two-way go there, whatever you want to do. And so that he has the option.
But that other
It looks
drive,
like. I mean, I don't know for right. sure. But from that play, it looked like there was
but
a
you had the earlier possession down there at the goal line where you had three straight passing plays.
Right.
And you didn't run
I don't
it
know
one
what,
time.
And I don't even know what.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who to blame that on.
There.
But it's ridiculous.
And that's awful. But you can't. I'm just saying. Well, it is what it is. I'm happy that we got. I don't want anybody to think that I'm not happy we got to win. But I'm looking long term, man. I'm everybody's talking Super Bowl. If you're talking Super Bowl, if you're talking about you got to go beat Tom Brady. If you're talking about maybe you think Stafford and Rams are not anything, but if you're saying you got to go get these guys again, I don't know if you can play like that and get to the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl like that.
I hear you. Let's go to TY listening in Philadelphia on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's up, TY?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? We got about a minute, TY. What you got?
Oh, man, the defense, man. Defense, man. What a great game. And I think
what we see him play out, man, with this defense, man, is that they're playing with a whole lot of attitude. They're playing aggressive. Still don't really like the off coverage like that, but I think they're just playing with attitude, man. Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry, 52. Preston got back in there tonight, man. Rodgers did have a touchdown on that last possession to the guard. He decided to go to Cobb and it was incomplete.
That was another one.
He should have just threw it to the guard. The guard was wide open for a touchdown.
We got interference on that play, didn't we?
Buda Baker had to get over the top of Randall Cobb, but they said he trusted Cobb more than and he had a touchdown in his hand. But Rasul Douglas, man, the former Philadelphia Eagles. If y'all get L on the line from Philly, my Philadelphia brother, man, we going out for a beer this weekend.
T.Y., be good, buddy. There he is, T.Y. in Philly. More of your calls and reaction coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. It is a Packers victory, 24-21. Packers over the Arizona Cardinals. Rasul Douglas with a game-winning interception. Cardinals were knocking on the door trying to win it in the closing seconds of this one. And this happened courtesy of Rasul Douglas against Kyler Murray, courtesy of NFL Network.
It's third down and five. Little pump fake play is caught. Second of the game. Cobb. Touchdown, Green Bay. And with all these young receivers running routes for the second time, the 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers finds the veteran, Randall Cobb. Second down and goal. High snap again. End zone.
He sure did not. Buck and Aikman on those two highlight calls. Cobb with the touchdown to make it 24-14. And then they were in that situation up 24-21, intercepted by Rasul Douglas, who, by the way, Gary, not only did he have the pick, he led the team in tackles with 9 as well, did Rasul Douglas.
Listen, all these guys that Goody has went and got, the plug and play have all just done well. Now, I don't know. You've got to give Joe Barry and his staff, defensive staff, some credit, too, for plugging these guys in. And it just seems like they just play well together. I mean, like I said before, I mean, once if you ask me the difference between that defense and Mike Pettine's defense is you look, there's no real breakdown of coverage. Now, they got behind them one time, but it wasn't a breakdown of coverage. It was more or less a good design of a play to split the safeties again, but they're still in the scene. So you don't see these guys blowing a lot of coverages out. The guys are in vicinity. The one that Stokes mixed on, Stokes is there for whatever reason. I don't know if he lost the track of the ball or he was looking at Hopkins and got lost.
I don't know.
But still, it wasn't a blown coverage. I mean, these guys are playing sound and very fundamental defense. Now, I would question what's the defensive back coach
Jerry Gray
calling the secondary call, and then you got Oliver Dottie setting the defense. I thought that was a bit weird. Just let one of those guys be the defensive coordinator. Just so much, but it worked out. What can I say for that? It worked out. So defensively, with the guys they got, I mean they're playing some really good defense right now.
No question. Let's go to Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Gary Ellerson and myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up?
What's good, you guys? It's about time for some damn respect for this defense and this team. They are playing above their means, and they are getting it done every week. Of course, there's things that we can critique and we can talk about. I'll say that for tomorrow. Right now, it's time for us as Packer fans to respect our defense first, because if we don't respect our defense, then nobody else is going to respect our defense. And I've been hearing a lot of criticism about this defense all week long, all season long. And if this doesn't show you anything about this defense, then I don't know if you're watching last year's film. I don't know what you're watching, but this defense has proved time and time again that they learned from the week one and week two blunders. They're getting better every week. And how do you not feel confident that if Z comes back and Zaire comes back this year, that this defense is not going to get the job done? It's about time we give our defense some damn respect.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely get some respect after this one, Nate. Thanks for the call. I don't know what they'll say in the Talking Heads tomorrow all day, whether or not this defense is going to get respect or whether or not they're going to go after the Arizona offense. But they should get respect. Again, two starting corners out, your best pass rusher out, and you're still able to find a way to hold Arizona in check and win this thing.
Right.
It's a big game.
It's a big game.
For the Packers.
Really big win.
Let's go to David in New York City, listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's up, David?
Hey, I want to respond to Gary's concerns about not playing their best and whether this is a Super Bowl team.
Right.
This team was stacked against unbelievable adversity. I cannot believe they won. You had no first-tier receivers at all. All three of our primary receivers are gone. You have guys from the practice squad. That's why we got backed up, is because people didn't know the position they were in. On a Thursday night football, which I'm against because not enough time to prepare, it's hard on the players. I sense the team was kind of angry about that. Those circumstances are not going to happen, hopefully, late in the season in the playoffs. And another thing that I want to comment on is that first drive with the DeAndre Hopkins long pass play, there was holding on that. On the drive where we threw it for three downs and just went
on
for
Preston
a field goal,
Smith, there was
there
a hold
was
on
holding
Preston
all
Smith.
Over the place by the defense. Yeah. We overcame all that stuff without our defensive coordinator on Thursday Night Football in Arizona. It's uncanny. I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, when a coach has a game where he sees mistakes and he sees things to improve but still gets a win, that's the best circumstance of all. So all those things just show a lot of room for improvement and just a team that I am beside myself that they won. They achieved the impossible, overcoming all the things I just mentioned. Having practice squad receivers and bad no calls, not being called that were obvious, and all of these things, and still somehow win is just uncanny.
Yeah, no question about that. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Packers feeling good right now. Preston Smith, if you follow Preston Smith on Twitter, he's talking the talk right now. So just, as he says, they keep making excuses why we keep winning. Maybe it's because we're just bleeping better. And then replace that with a shoulder shrug emoji?
I think it was.
Yeah, shoulder shrug emoji by Preston Smith. Preston Smith letting everybody know what it's all about. Green Bay Packers, I would think right now, are they the favorites in the NFC now with that win?
Yeah.
Considering they did it without like half
after
their team?
After that, yes.
Right? Not even Tampa Bay's in that boat right now.
Yeah.
Jim in Chicago,
you're
next on the Big Show Radio Network. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm gonna give a quick shout-out. My nephew, Cam, got married to his beautiful wife, Dorothy, over the weekend.
Nice.
And they are currently in the Canary Islands out in Spain.
Ooh.
He watched the game on his iPhone and was texting us the whole time. If that doesn't get a vote for, like, Packer Fan of the Year, I don't know what does.
What was she doing while he was watching the Packer game?
Well, that's probably a different conversation to have off here. That's
right.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, going into this game, I think, in the last 3-4 weeks, I kind of had it chalked up as a loss. And then as we started to lose more players, clearly I was ready to lose this one and even call it a bye week and just forfeit the game. So for us to do what we did, especially going into that place, which is actually a house of horrors for us, when you go back to 2015 and 2010, the way we lost both of those games. This is amazing. We're in a great place right now. We're playing with a bunch of people who are, you know, they're plug-and-play guys, like you guys said. And as we start to get healthier, I think we're only going to get better, and things are looking good for us this year.
No, I think they will. I think thanks for the phone call. I think, yeah, you're right. It's an ascending team. Once they get all the pieces back, you know, you figure you get Jair back, you get Kevin King back, no matter what you think about him, he's going to make you better. You got Preston. I mean, I don't know if Za'Darius will ever come back. I don't know what's that going to look like. But most certainly you get Jair back, you get Kevin King back, right? You talked about Jalen Smith today. He was inactive. Not sure why that was. But flip on the offensive line, you get Bakhtiari back, right, and everybody gets back in their place. You'll get Lazard back. You'll get Davante Adams back. Yeah, I mean, this is a team right now. If you're just projecting out, it's a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's go to
nothing less than that.
Let's go to Joel on the south side of Milwaukee. You're next here on the Green and Gold postgame show. Packers win 24-21. What's going on, Joel?
What's going on? So, Gary, you know, a couple of years ago I was on, like, the trade Devontae so that Rodgers could play within the system. Not that Devontae isn't good. He's great.
Right.
Well, now, within the last 3 years, the Packers are 7-0 without Devontae.
Yep, sure
so
are.
It's how do you defend the Packers when Devontae is not in the lineup? If you're a defense, you're the other team, what do you do? Because they're so unpredictable. With Devontae in, Rodgers loves him. He gives him tons of targets. You know what's going to happen. And, yeah, that's still tough to defend. But as a defense, it's like, you know what you're getting. With Devontae out, you have no idea what you're going to get. Are they going to run the ball? Are they going to throw it to the backside of the flat, the tight ends, you know, other guys? And LaFleur, I think, then, is forced to be more creative, and he's proven to do so. So, like, I'm not saying trade Devontae, but, man, you can't give him the next contract, because to put that much money in a guy that you've proven to win without, where you can put that money in a Jair Alexander or defense, something else. I just feel like,
well, the problem that you're going to have, well, just real quick, the problem that you're going to have, and I don't know how that's going to work out. So the problem that you could have is Rodgers will just, okay, I'm gone. I'm done. If you don't bring Devontae back, Rodgers most certainly will say, let's just end this
now. No doubt.
And if you, so you don't cut your nose off the spot you face. I think that's what happens. If they don't pay him, they're both are gone.
They're going to have to pay both of them. What's going to, see, this is for me. Joel, thanks for the call. This is how this is going to have to go. You're going to sit down with Rodgers.
I don't necessarily disagree with what Joel just said.
I agree. But this is my thing. If I'm Goody and Murphy and Ball and whoever else is going to be in this room, I sit down, I just lay it all out. Here are all the numbers of everybody's contracts across the board. Here's how it all lays out, Aaron, right? This is who we're going to have to pay in this year, Jair. Then we're going to have to pay Elgton Jenkins. You're going to want to keep him, I'm assuming, right, at some point. We have no receivers under contract. Nobody outside of Amari Rodgers right now. So we're going to have to figure out some wide receivers as well. And then we also, at some point here, are going to figure out, are we bringing back Devondre Campbell? And how much do you want to pay him? Because it looks like he's earned a paycheck.
You got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Aaron, how do you suppose we go about this, GM guy? Because in my mind, in order to try and get as much of this accomplished as possible, you can't be the highest paid quarterback in the league, buddy.
Well, you can't. You're not going to have both. You can't have the highest paid quarterback and the highest paid receiver
and highest paid left tackle.
And the highest paid left tackle.
Right.
Not
going
to work.
No, he's got it. He's going to have
all three of them.
He's going to have to agree to less in order to get a lot of these guys back. And if he doesn't, and he still wants to come back, then he can't complain about not having the same talent around him. Because we're going to give you the option, fine, but you got to take less then. And we'll see if he does it or not. I don't know. Sean and Allenton, you're next here on the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Packers win 24-21.
Hey, I just wanted to, not really a question, just ask what you guys think, well, I guess it's a question, what you guys think about the valuableness of 89 Mercedes Lewis being super underrated, probably the best blocking tight end, and
yeah,
that snag that...
One-handed?
That if he would have gotten both of those feet down, that's easily one of the top five catches of the year.
I thought about him as that he is the heart and soul of that team.
Yeah, exactly.
Offense and defense. He's the leader in the locker room. Whether I mean we think it's Rodgers, but that guy, the defense gets just as pumped up when this guy catches a pass as the guys on the offense does.
Big dog.
He carries a lot of weight in that locker room.
Yeah, he does.
I figured you'd say something like that, Garrett, because I know you have a special place in your heart for the older dogs that are out there and, you know, getting it done, doing work and everything like that. That guy, he's way too underrated, I think.
Yeah,
way too underrated.
Well, it's a great pickup by Brian. Here we go.
You're going to see him again. Thanks for the call.
By Brian Gutekunst. Here's another one.
You're going to see him again. But remember, I'd have to go back. Did Sam, my memory stinks. Did Lewis get here the first year with LaFleur? Was he here with McCarthy before that?
That's a good question. I think the first, I think he'd been here 3 years.
Because remember, Hackett came from Jacksonville, which is where Mercedes Lewis was.
Right.
So if you're coming in and installing some version of that or whatever else, you want to be with somebody.
I think he came in with him.
See, I think he did too that first year. I don't think he was here with McCarthy.
Right.
But that would be something to check and make sure we're right on. He's Gary Allison, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. Packers get the win. Sam, you found it. What do you got?
He did come in 2019, same year with LaFleur.
Yeah.
He did, right. So that's Nathaniel Hackett, Jacksonville, Mercedes Lewis, Jacksonville. They come in together, and it's been a beautiful thing. All right, take a quick time out. Come back. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Big Dave, I see you. Marcus, you guys are on hold. We'll get to you. Plus, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. Hopefully, we'll have time before we get out of here. That's all straight ahead here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented to you by Lakeland University.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Who scored first? Was it a big play? It's time for the Schulze Family Beef first score of the game. Schulze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality Wisconsin pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, time to get the first score of the game. Packers win this one 24-21. Rasul Douglas with a big interception in the end zone off Kyler Murray. That gets it done for the Packers. First score of the game for the Packers as they were chasing down 7-0 came on this run from Aaron Jones.
Jones driving. Touchdown. Isaiah Simmons arguing with the official, but Jones with that effort. A strong two-yard run for the score.
And on the day, highlight courtesy of NFL Network, on the day for Aaron Jones, he ends up with 15 carries, 59 yards, the touchdown, 7 catches, 51 yards through the air, leads the team in receptions, just like you figured he would, Gary Ellerson. Mm-hmm. And then 16 carries for A.J. Dillon for 78 yards. So I would say that's a pretty successful night for the Packers, getting 31 carries out of both of those guys.
They
and it's the second
job.
Time we've seen both of them get 15 or more carries in a game together.
They did a great job of changing them in and out. I thought it was just perfect. I mean, they did a great job with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Big Dave in Cedarburg. You're next on the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Fife.
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, bud?
By far the best win of the season, you guys would agree.
Yes.
I'm really riding high as a fan. I mean, like most of the callers here, I'm a lifelong fan. I try not to year over year get too high or too low, but man, you got to soak up victories like this. Complete victory. We dominated the line of scrimmage on offense and for the most part on defense. So many different pieces that got into it. It's easy to micromanage a LaFleur. Do you give it to Dillon at the goal line? This or that place that could have been different. But LaFleur, man, we got to give it up. I mean, he's a top five NFL coach. He's coaching his butt off out there. He's putting us in consistent position to win games with less. Our game plan today, I mean, I listened all day today. I was lucky enough to listen to you while I was at work this morning, too. Recipe for success, keep the ball away, don't turn the ball over. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel here as Packer fans. We came out, everybody getting involved. Rodgers throwing it, and that's the benefit, like another caller said, of Adams not being in. DeGuerra's touching the ball. Tanyan's touching the ball. Mercedes is touching the ball. Everybody's getting a piece. Everybody's getting a touch. Everybody's feeling great. I mean, it's defense coming up with different plays. An interception at the line. Sacks early on to keep us in the game when we're just trying to get our footing on offense and get stuff together. You know, something I would have liked to have seen a little bit different is when we had that late delay of game. I didn't like the fact that we weren't at the line of scrimmage to begin with. You know what I mean? And then run some clock as opposed to getting to the line of scrimmage. I didn't know what you guys thought about that. But overall, I mean, just
DeGuerra didn't know
win.
Where he was supposed to be, Big Dave. How hard was it? He was on the wrong side.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just would have liked to have seen. I completely agree with you, Rami. I would have liked to have seen us get up to the line and see Rodgers be able to dictate and get him where he needed to be. And I know without the timeouts, we burned a few with these young guys in here. We're trying to get
same
to where
guy.
We need to be.
DeGuerra every time. Twice. It was DeGuerra every time. Thanks
for
the call.
Well, back to back.
Yeah, we don't have to say young guys. It was one guy. He was the main issue in this whole deal. And again, as I said earlier, dude missed all of last year with an injury. Plenty of time to know the playbook. Then you come back this year, and again, not playing a ton, and now you get your one opportunity, and you consistently don't know where to line up? I mean, to the point, Gary, where he had his hands out, like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
He didn't know.
He just threw an eye. I don't know where I'm going. He pulled me to go over here, but I don't know if this is right.
I don't know if I'm supposed to
run. And if I am over here, I don't know where the hell I'm going, because he told me to go.
You can see Amari Rodgers nervous there in the beginning of the game.
Well, I'm sure they all were.
And, you know, they talked about him. They said how well he does in practice. But when it comes to games, he just is not comfortable yet.
Yeah, I mean, when he dropped that punt, when he fumbled that punt, and then he dropped the first pass, I was like, this is not a good start.
Right?
Because Aaron Rodgers was not
happy.
Then
he fumbled on a punt return. Yes. He texted me right away. Oh, my God, defense is going to stop me. He fumbles it right back.
And then he comes back and drops the next ball. Yeah, I was like, Rodgers is going to ban him to the sidelines in 2 seconds.
And, but he couldn't. Because he got nowhere else to go.
Nobody else. Marcus, north side of Milwaukee.
Let's go, Marcus.
You're next on the Green and Gold postgame show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky? And hey. Gary, remember we talked earlier today? Remember I told you to score, right? Remember me, right?
Yeah.
I told you 24-19. Remember I told you to score, right?
You said under 20. You called it.
I called it. So that's why I'm calling in, right? Gary, I called it earlier, right? 24-19. In that area, I said, I'm not worried about this victory. This was a no-brainer for me. That man, I should put some money on this game, Gary.
What, did you or not?
I did. I had to go to work.
Okay, so. well, go make money. I'm ready for you to do that and then lose it.
Right. Yeah. But I want to ask you guys this going forward. So going forward, are you concerned about I'll take a minute and 30 seconds. It's real fast. Are you concerned about, I'm not worried about the Kansas City Chiefs coming up and the Rams coming up. If the Packers, Gary and Sparky, if they complete the gauntlet, that's what they're on right now, and they take care of that business, do you guys really feel that it's all or nothing at this point for a Super Bowl or bust season?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, it's definitely
where I'm at.
Because of Rodgers and the contract.
That's where I'm at. No, it's that way with Rodgers every year that he's here right now.
Yeah, but not this type of pressure.
But
right now, but if we get home field advantage, how come we – do you think that if we – does it benefit us that can we just take care of business this year that at this point this is a Super Bowl team – if they really, Gary, I just want to hear your comments off air that if they take care of the Chiefs and the Rams, what's left for us to do, man? You got the Bears, you got Detroit, you got some other nonsense team, Minnesota. I'm not
Marcus,
worried.
Marcus, all right, I got to let you go, man. We got to get to other people. Thanks for the call. Go ahead. Yes, for your
comments. They're
a
Super Bowl team. I mean, they are. Can we get there?
Listen,
Marcus, I mean, the NFC Championship game's 2 years in a row, man.
What they do in this game is great. They overcome losing a lot of people.
They did.
This game means nothing when they see each other in the playoffs. Means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
So we can accept our regular season games, but it means nothing in the playoffs.
The only good thing about this,
you start all over.
You may have them come to Lambeau Field.
Sure. And this team specifically should have issues.
And that doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot anymore in the new NFL.
I like to sneak one in. Andy in West Allis, you're next on the Green and Gold Post Game Show. And then we're going to get to Aaron Rodgers. What's up, Andy?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for the hookup. Much accolades to the O-line today.
For sure.
They were horses. I mean, seriously, if they had Lucas Patrick playing the way he has, substituting for Josh Myers, and you cannot give them much more accolades for that team, for that offensive line. They really paved the way for this running game in the A gap. They were dominant there. They were dominant, and they exploited that A gap, and that helped them make the yardage on rushing. And I want to hear your response to that. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
O-line was dominant, and they threw up a lot of fronts against them. They weren't afraid to put pressure on Rodgers because they thought they could get home. They were unbelievable. And so, I mean, you just think, you know, what they'd be like once they get back to our back. I mean, they played well. They really did.
They're just going to get better. That's all that's going to happen. Coming up next, we'll hear from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The Packers win 24-21. It's the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. And with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state, learn on your terms, lakeland.edu.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the Van Horn Automotive MVP of the game. Van Horn Automotive Group, with locations throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. Family born and employee owned. On the web at vanhornauto.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
24-21, Packers over the Arizona Cardinals. Time to name the MVP of the game. Thanks to our guys over at Van Horn Automotive. All right, GE.
What?
Who's your MVP, man? It only can be one guy, right? And it ain't going to be. I'm not giving it to Rodgers, if that's what you're all thinking. No. We're not doing that. No, it's got to be this guy right here.
Let me see.
Second down and goal. High snap again. End zone and picked off. Intercepted by Rasul Douglas. And the Packers are going to win it. A.J. Green was the target, and he never looked for the ball.
Sure didn't. Buck, Troy Aikman. It's got to be Rasul Douglas. Led the team in tackles with 9. Had the game-winning interception. Defended 2 other passes. Okay. It's got to be Rasul Douglas.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going with you.
And this dude, like 4 weeks ago, was on the practice squad for this team he just played, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
On top of everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty cool deal. And think about it. How many times does a defender have a chance to save a game by picking a ball off in the end zone to end the game? I mean, pick 6 is the other way. Yeah, we've seen that, right? Pick
off
somewhere in the middle of the field. Right. Okay. But in the end zone with a chance for them to win the game.
Unreal.
And that's how it ends on your interception.
Steve.
So cool.
Told you. Premonition.
You don't got to sell me on it.
Magic
when 36 shows up tomorrow for the Big Show, that's the dude who thinks we're all nuts. He's the one that ain't buying all this stuff. Not me. I was in.
You don't know what they just did right now. If there's no pixie dust going on.
Correct. Yes, very much so.
Short week with DeGura don't even know where the place.
Don't even know where the heck he's supposed to
go. Don't even know where he's going.
No, you would have thought they signed him yesterday based
on
how lost
no
he was.
Idea what he's doing.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's in my brain, and I've never played in the NFL, but that it seems to me to be inexcusable, but either way. Here is Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what he had to say after the game today. The Packers win 24-21. All right, so there is Aaron Rodgers, some of what he had to say earlier. We'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. He's at the podium right now. We'll hear from him coming up next. Packers win 24-21. Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back, Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented to you by Lakeland University. See Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Sam Schmitz producing the show today and doing a fine job. Don't forget Wendy's Big Show tomorrow. Same time, same station, nothing changes. Plus, we get Leroy Butler's take on everything tomorrow on a Green and Gold Friday. Plus, fantasy football tomorrow with Ian Hardis in the 1 o'clock hour. Use that hashtag BigFantasy to get your questions answered. Hashtag BigFantasy. For tomorrow. Let's hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking about a 24-21 victory for the Green Bay Packers, highlighted by Rasul Douglas getting an interception in the end zone of Kyler Murray to end the game. There is Matt LaFleur talking after the game, 24-21. The Green Bay Packers get the victory today over the Arizona Cardinals in an emotional way. I was pointed out to us in the break, and I'll let Sam Schmitz elaborate. The Preston Smith tweet that I read earlier that he tweeted out, I thought was just him just kind of, you know, I mean, running his mouth a little bit after a big victory over Arizona and saying, you know, pretty much people doubted us, whatever. But Sam, there's more to this.
Oh, yes. J.J. Watt a couple weeks ago, earlier on the sideline, I believe it was in their win against Cleveland, pretty much said the exact same thing that Preston Smith tweeted. So a little bit of a shot there by the Green Bay Packers at J.J. Watt.
That's interesting. And Watt, he's out for the year, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So it's not like this is something new here. He's out for the year. So for them to be taking a shot at J.J. Watt, it's not like he's going to have any chance to rebut it or do anything about it per se.
No. So, Kenny Clark just tweeted out, too, maybe we're just better.
Boy, oh boy. There's something there between this defense and J.J. Watt. I'm not sure what that's all about. Maybe they thought they had J.J. Watt coming to Green Bay, and then he went to Arizona. I don't know. Who knows? See Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson. Don't forget Wendy's Big Show tomorrow. Make sure to tune us in. Leroy Butler will be joining us. Lots and lots to talk about. Yes, there was a victory, but as Gary's beginning opening monologue rant will show you, there are still things that need to be cleaned up, in the words of Mike McCarthy.
Matt LaFleur concurs with that.
I would think so, yes. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that all day tomorrow. And of course, fantasy football in the last hour. Ian Harditz, Pro Football Focus. Use that hashtag BigFantasy with any questions you have, and he'll answer them. Enjoy the rest of your night. Toodles.
Toodles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.